Ananda Koti Vaishnavaniya Samadha Prakavanichayo Prabhanandi Om Narsha Samadha 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Sakura Vishnupadaya Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Namaste Krishna Vani Pashtapade Shukarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Gaurabhagavata
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
We have from Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 14 verse 45 Yajnayaya Dharmapataye
Dharmapataye
Vidhi
Naipunaya
Yogaya
Yogaya
Shirase
Prakriti
Swaraya
Prakriti Swaraya
Narayanaya
Narayanaya
Hare
Hare
Namaha
Namaha
Udaram
Udaram
Asyam
Asyam
Mrigatvam
Mrigatvam
Bhakti
Bhakti
Ya
Samudra
Jata Jahara
Samudra Jahara
Yajnaya Dharmapataye Vighnaya
Punaya Yajnaya Dharmapataye Vighnaya Punaya
Yogaya Sankhya Sirase Prakriti Swaraya
Yogaya Sankhya Sirase Prakriti Swaraya
Narayanaya Haraye Namaha Ityudaram
Narayanaya Haraye Namaha Ityudaram
Asyam Mrigatvam Apiyas Prakriti Swaraya supreme controller of this cosmic manifestation. Narayana, resting place of innumerable living energy. Haraye, under the supreme personality of Godhead. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Titi, thus. Udaram, very loudly. Hasyan, smiling. Rigatamapi, although in the body of a deer, Yahu, Samudha Jahara, chanted. Translation, even though in the body of a deer, Maharaj Bhara did not forget the Supreme Personality of God, and therefore when he was giving up the body of a deer, he loudly uttered the following prayer. The Supreme Personality of God is sacrificed, personified, he gives the results of ritualistic activity. He is the protector of religious systems. The personification of mystic yoga, and the source of all knowledge, the controller of the entire creation, and the super soul in every living energy. He is beautiful and attractive. I am putting this body off in obeisance unto him and hoping that I may personally engage in his transcendental loving service. Uttering this, Maharaj Bhara Bhakti. Purport the entire Vedas are meant for understanding of karma, jnana, and yoga, buddhavakti, speculative knowledge, and mystic yoga. Whatever way of spiritual realization we accept, the ultimate goal is Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entities are eternally connected with him via devotional service. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ante Narayana Smriti, the perfection of life is to remember Narayana at the time of death. Although Bharat Maharaj had recently the body of a deer, he could remember Narayana at the time of death. Possibly his birth as a perfect devotee in the Brahman family. This confirms the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Sutrinam Smritandeya Yoko Prasthu Vichayate. One who falls on the path of self-realization takes birth in the family of Brahmins of wealthy aristocrats. Although Maharaj Bharata appeared in the royal family, he became neglectful of taking birth as a deer. Because he was very cautious within his deer body, he took birth in a Brahmana family as a Shatavarta. During this lifetime, he remained perfectly Krishna conscious and preached the gospel of Krishna consciousness directly, beginning with his instruction to Maharaj Raghuvana. In this regard, the word yogaya is very significant and purposeful. Astanga yoga, as stated by Madhvacharya, is to link or connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goal is not to display some material perfections. Next 46, devotees interested in hearing and chanting regularly discuss the pure characteristics of Bhava Maharaj and praise his activities. So he hears and chants about the all-auspicious Maharaj Bharata one's lifespan, and material opulences will certainly increase. One can become very famous and easily attain promotion to the heavenly planets or attain liberation by merging the existence of the Lord. Whatever one desires can be attained soon by hearing, chanting, glorifying the activities of Maharaj Bharata. In this way, one can fulfill all his material and spiritual desires. One does not have to ask anyone else for these things. Simply by studying the life of Maharaj Bharata, one can attain all desirable things. Purport, the forest of material existence is summarized in the 14th chapter. The word mavatogi refers to the path of material existence. The merchant of the living entity comes to the forest of material existence to try to make money for self gratification, the six plunders of the senses. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, touch, and mind. The bad leader is diverted intelligence. Intelligence is meant for Krishna consciousness, and the due to material existence can divert all our intelligence to achieve material facilities. Everything belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, but due to our perverted mind and senses, we plunder property of the Lord to engage in satisfying our senses. The jackals and tigers in the forest are our family members, and the earthly creatures are our original desires. The mountain cave is our happy home, and the scaly serpents are our enemies. The rats, the beasts, and vultures are
such that thieves could take away our possessions and the Gandharva Pura is the Tasmanoria of the body and home. The will-o'-the-wisps are attractive for gold and its color and material residence as well, for the ingredients for our material enjoyment. The whirlwind is our attraction for our wife, the dust storms our blinding passion, experiencing sex. The demigods control the different directions, and the crickets, the harsh words spoken by our enemy during our absence. The owl is the person who directly insults us and the impious tree for impious men. The waterless river represents atheists who give us trouble in this world and the next. The meat-eating demons and government officials and the trickling thorns are the impediments of material life. The little taste, the experience of sex is our desire to enjoy another's wife, and the flies and the guardians of women like husband, father-in-law, mother-in-law, and so forth. The creeper itself is women in general. The lion is the wheel of time, and the hare is crows and vultures, so-called demigods, pseudo-sami, yogis, and incarnations. All these are two significant of one really. The swans are the perfect brahmanas, and the monkeys are the extravagant sutras. Engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, commending, the trees and the monkeys are our households, and the elephant is ultimately death. Thus all the constituents of material existence are described in this chapter. Thus in the Bhagavad-gita purports of the fifth canto, 14th chapter, human bhagavan, entitled The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. So, this verse here shows the greatness of Bharat Maharaj, because even as a deer, he was able to remember the Supreme Lord. That is not normally the case, but this was the special mercy of the Supreme Lord, that though we have the body of the deer, his mind or intelligence were not that of the deer. So of course, this is described in the previous chapters that as a deer, he did not want to enjoy like other deer, so he separated himself and went up into the Himalayas and restricted his eating and avoided contact with other deer completely, because he understood the nature of material association. So finally, when he died, it's described here that he remembered the Supreme Lord, just as a human being can do. We also know that it's difficult for human beings to control their thoughts, especially at the time of death. But Bharat Maharaj was in the form of a deer, so it would be even harder for a deer to remember the Lord. But Bharat Maharaj, in the deer body, still was able to fix his mind on the Supreme Lord. This, of course, indicates his strong attraction for the Lord. And of course, as in his previous birth, as Bharat, when he died, he didn't do that. He remembered the deer instead. But when he was a deer, he remembered the Supreme Lord. So he had actually learned from that experience what not to do. And therefore, as a deer, when he was leaving his body, he offered this prayer to the Supreme Lord and remembered the Lord. So that is his greatness, that he was able to do this in spite of having a deer body. What to speak of his attainment in the next life as Jadvara. So in this verse, he describes the Lord and offering his obeisances. He offers his obeisances to the Lord, but he calls him by different names. So he calls him Yagya, which means literally sacrifice or worship. So he is the object of worship and sacrifice. Of course, normally people do not do sacrifices to worship the Lord. They do sacrifices to get material things. But this verse is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, where it says you offer to the Lord, and then you get rain, and the rain gives grains, and then you can eat, etc. So that type of material sacrifice is there. But the real yagya is not to ask for things from the Supreme Lord at all. And when we do so, when we simply worship the Lord without asking, This is superior, and the result is superior, that is spiritual. In other words, the Lord is the object of our worship, and that worship should ultimately be pure, without any material motives. And then we get the best result. He is Dharma Pati, the master of Dharma. He is the one that produces and maintains the principles of Dharma. Dharma, of course, indicates the rules and regulations in the Varnashram system. But of course, we have all sorts of dharmas people can follow. And of course, the ultimate dharma of the jiva is to be the servant of the Lord. But in the material world, of course, indirectly people serve by following the rules of dharma for the people in general. So the maker of those rules is the Supreme Lord. And he's called Vidhi Naipunaya. Naipuna means, of course, from Nipuna, which means skillful. And Vidhi means rules. So therefore, in this case it means one who is skillful at rules. So he is the one that makes the rules, he is the one that can follow the rules, and he is the one that can inspire the jivas to follow those rules. So that is his skill. He can make the rules, and then he can make others follow the rules as well. And he is yoga. Yoga, of course, has a broad usage. It can mean Ashtanga yoga, or it can mean, of course, any type of yoga, Karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Bhakti yoga, etc. But, of course, here we find there's a wide variety of things like Yajna, Dharma, yoga, Sankhya, etc. mentioned. So, the Lord has all of these different processes, whether sacrifice, yoga, or Sankhya, which means Jnana. So in other words, the Lord is Karma, Yajna and Dharma. He is Ashtanga Yoga, Yoga. He is Jnana, Samkhya Sirase. He is all of these processes. Of course, more than that, he is also Bhakti. The Lord is all the different processes. He is the producer of the processes for particular purposes. Of course, beyond that, he is the Supreme Lord, Prakriti Ishvara. He is the Lord of Prakriti. Prakriti is useless by itself. Only with the inspiration of the Lord can Prakriti produce the material world. Otherwise, it's nothing. It doesn't do anything. So he is the Lord of Prakriti. Prakriti is not independent. Narayana, of course, is the name of the Lord, but when we analyze the word, it is Narayana. So he is the shelter of the jivas. Which means that the Lord protects the jivas. Also refers, of course, to Narayana as Mahavishnu, who is the abode of all the jivas in for life. The Lord is all merciful to the jivas and gives them shelter. And he's called Pati, which also, of course, can mean, analyzed to mean, one who attracts, one who steals the mind, or one who takes away all sinful reactions and karmas, etc. This refers, of course, to the Lord in his beautiful feature that he is all attractive, one who attracts the mind. In this way, Bharata has here proper this prayer to the Supreme Lord, describing the Supreme Lord in various ways, as the master of the different processes, as the one who controls everything, as the shelter of the jivas, as the most beautiful entity, etc. So in this way, he expresses realization of the Lord and dedication to the Lord. By the word namaha, I offer obeisances, he indicates his surrender. So, therefore, as a deer, Vara Maharaj realized the nature of the Supreme Lord by describing him in these various ways. And at the same time, he also understood that he should surrender to the Lord, which indicates his devotion. So in this way, he actually understood the conclusion of all scriptures, and he was practicing the highest process, even as a deer. So therefore, the sages glorify him with this verse describing his activities. The previous verse described him as a king, and he was able to give up everything. And this verse describes him as a deer, in which he still remembered the Supreme Lord. Then, of course, in his next life as Jadvara, he was even more advanced, so that he was not attached to anything in the material world. Still, he offered teachings out of his great mercy to Rahugana, even though Rahugana had insulted him. But that also shows the great inconceivable quality of Jadvara, that he was merciful in spite of being insulted by Prabhugana. So the teachings, of course, were in the previous chapter where he describes the forest of material enjoyment. And then, of course, the last chapter was the explanation on that, which is summarized in the last purport here, where all the different things mean. All the elements of the forest are different obstacles that one encounters in the material world when one tries to get enjoyment. So, the message finally is, of Jadvara, is that reject this material world, do not seek enjoyment there. Rather, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, just as in his previous body as a deer, he offered his respects in this way to the Supreme Lord, by understanding his nature, and then offering himself in complete surrender when he was passing his body. So, as I said, it's difficult for the human being to control the mind, especially at the time of death. So, it will take practice to be able to do that. Vara Maharaj was very expert. Still, he failed at the time of death. So the message we learn is we have to continually practice this remembrance of the Supreme Lord, so that at the time of death we will not make the mistake that Vara did and remember a deer or something instead. And to help us in that endeavor, therefore, we must remember that everything else other than remembrance of the Lord is useless. That is the force of material enjoyment. What do we remember? We remember things in the material world which are causes of material enjoyment, but actually they are simply obstacles which inflict pain on us, like all these different things here in the forest. So why would you attach to these things or remember these things? Rather, we should practice remembrance of the Supreme Lord, who is most beautiful, most merciful, etc., as described in this verse. It is possible by the mercy of the Lord. We see the example of the dog in Lord Chaitanya's Lila for Yajendra. The gate of liberation. It's possible by the Lord's mercy, but generally not, because most animals don't have proper consciousness. In this case, of course, Bharat did have higher consciousness, but he was not perfect yet. Even as Bharat, he was not perfect. He only used to be bothered by himself in that stage. So generally, the Lord does not take one to the spiritual world unless one is fixed in prema. So therefore, in next lifetime, as Jadva, when he was qualified with prema, he achieved perfection.
But this is the, against the statement of Krishna when he said, whosoever remembers something, then it cannot be given from Bodhi.
Doesn't say when now.
But it is against the statement of that.
No, he went. He went. But in his next life.
But in that work when he was remembering, because he said here he was remembering at the temple.
Yeah. But it doesn't say you go in your next body, does it?
But ideally you should have gone that temple.
But it doesn't say you go to your next body. Krishna doesn't say that in Bhagavad Gita. He just says you go to him, he doesn't say when. Well, there are sorcery like Bhagavad Mahatmya and things like that where accidentally here, but generally, as I said, animals, they can advance definitely by that, but generally they'll get a human birth or something like that rather than going directly back to the Supreme Lord. Of course, the Supreme Lord, by His mercy, can do anything, but generally they have to take a human birth, and with that intelligence, by association, study of scripture, they go back to the Supreme Lord. So generally, animals are not qualified, and they have to become a human being first. Then they practice bhakti and go back. Well, that is stated here. Devotees of the Lord are also non-different from the Lord. So in the last verse it says one should remember the qualities of Bharat, and then one can get liberation or go to Sparta Loka or whatever, and then also get spiritual benefits. So these stories of the devotees are also glorified because one can get the same results as remembering the Lord. This was the arrangement of the Lord again. One, to fulfill the victim that whatever you remember when you die, you become. And second, to illustrate the greatness of Bharata, because even as a deer, he was able to remember the Lord. And due to that experience, then he got perfection in the next lifetime. That was an arrangement of the Supreme Lord.
Bhagavad Gita,
not necessarily, no. In other words, not that they were great devotees and they were promoted from monkeys. They come from lower species of life or and get mercy of devotees. Or they could be human beings that committed operas and get promoted or whatever. So not necessarily. All great devotees. Increase of devotees. Yeah. Well, we can say more prominent from south, I suppose.
While pertaining to the same discussion, it means when Raja Mila chanted Narayana, he got a second chance, so he got prema because he went to Vaikuntha.
What's that?
When Raja Mila chanted Narayana, he got second chance to devotion service, so he got prema because he went to Vaikuntha.
Yeah, after he came back, recovered. And he came back to life again after he saw the Yamadutas. Then he practiced bhakti. Then he got prema in Haridwar, due to association of devotees. Then he went to Vaikuntha.
In deer stage, he was in bhava. In deer form, what is the stage?
It doesn't mention. He had fallen from bhava stage, which is before prema. When he was in the deer body, so he was, we say, less than that, but again, because he remembered the Lord when he was dying as a deer, obviously he reached a high state again, so that as Jadvara, he could continue and get to prema. So it's probably he attained up to bhava, or at least was approaching bhava again due to his remembrance of the Lord. So it's a special case, because generally deer animals cannot have bhakti or prema or whatever. So he was a very special case.
People nowadays, they have pets, dogs and other things. They get so engrossed in serving the dog. Sometimes they even, I've seen some movies, maybe prasadam to the dog. He knows this dog is like, maybe like a deer. I can give prasadam, he can be elevated. So always say dogs are very low-minded.
Well, of course, by getting prasadam, they can also advance. Just as Lord Chaitanya gave the dog prasad. And then he went to Vaikuntha, so it's possible also. I suppose another thing about the south is that maybe it's a comment that the Muslims invade the north. I don't know, maybe it's referring to that in Kali Yuga, that the north gets contaminated by other influences and the Muslims invade, so therefore only generally the south is left less touched by that. So it could be a reference to that also.
Those animals that not warm up, like eagle, gerda, and peacock, those animals are special, like both animals, which carry a lot in
them. Well, of course, Garuda is a spiritual entity, but regular hawks and eagles aren't, obviously. Just like Matsya is the avatar of the Lord, but regular fish are not avatars. So there are spiritual entities, but then the regular ones aren't. There are also just material entities.
You mean there are animals in the spiritual world?
Yeah, so they're spiritual. They're spiritual, obviously. It's completely different. But they also do not have the same rasa. They're not qualified for rasa like the human forms in the spiritual world, so they're in a much lesser position.
Thank you.